www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com To abide by the path shown by our Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, has described the end times in which we are living in considerable detail. One of the main features of the end times is that in that period, Muslims will face many difficulties, troubles, and pains. That is because, as our Prophet, peace be upon him, reveals, this period is one in which irreligion will spread, materialist and Darwinist ideologies will engage in intensive propaganda. During this period, many people will abandon religious moral values altogether. True believers will be few in number. Allah will be blatantly denied. Surely Allah is beyond that. Islamic countries such as Iraq and Afghanistan will be invaded. Muslims will be besieged in Bayt al-Maqdis. Tyrannical rulers will oppress the public in many Islamic countries. In this period, disorder and terror will enfold the world. Corruption will spring up somewhere else as it dies down in one place, and innocent people will be unjustly killed. Women and children will be slaughtered. People will live in fear and terror. And despite all this, Muslims will still be fragmented. However, while warning Muslims in great detail about these problems they will encounter, our Prophet, peace be upon him, has also shown them how they can be saved from these difficulties. Almighty Allah will free the Islamic world and all mankind from difficulties and troubles of all kinds by sending Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam when the calamities of the end times are at their fiercest. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is a holy individual descended from our Prophet, peace be upon him, who according to the hadiths and statements by Islamic scholars will appear in Hijri 1400, in this century in other words, and will lead people out of the darkness into which they have fallen, towards the light. Rasulullah, peace be upon him, the Messenger of Allah, has described in detail Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam physical characteristics, the kind of struggle he will wage, where he will come from, and what he will do. He has provided amazing details about all this. According to these details, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will serve in Istanbul, will wage an intellectual struggle against Darwinism and materialism, will neutralize the corruption that turns people from religious moral values, will construct the Turkish Islamic Union by uniting the Islamic world, will put an end to all forms of injustice and unfairness, will be instrumental in people growing and becoming very wealthy in both material and physical terms, and together with the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, will make the moral values of Islam rule the world. He will be instrumental in a time like the Age of Felicity taking place across the world, when Allah fully manifests his title of Al-Hadi, who guides, when people fully abide by the moral values commanded by Allah, when there is plenty and abundance everywhere, and when joy and happiness reign. Therefore, these troubles taking place all through the Islamic world and the corruption and disorder all over the world herald the coming of this holy individual. Each one of the hundreds of events that our Prophet, peace be upon him, foretold as signs of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam have taken place one after the other as of Hijri 1400. Just like our Prophet, peace be upon him, foretold, the waters of the Euphrates have been stopped. The Iran-Iraq war broke out. Bloody attack occurred at the Kaaba. There have been lunar and solar eclipses at 15-day intervals during the month of Ramadan. Afghanistan has been invaded. All of Iraq has been occupied. Halley's Comet has come by. A fire was seen from the east when the oil wells were set on fire during the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait. A corruption of darkness and smoke was seen when the Twin Towers in America were attacked on September 11th. The rulers of Sham and Egypt were killed. Azerbaijan was invaded. The comet Lulin, which had two tails and flew in the opposite direction to all other comets was seen, and hundreds of other portents have all come about. These things are all proof we are in the age of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. In this holy age foretold by our Prophet, peace be upon him, it is unacceptable for any sincere Muslim who follows our Prophet, peace be upon him, not to seek Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, and prepare the way for him by striving for the unity, union, and salvation of the Islamic world. The whole Islamic world must be united in the fervor and excitement of living in the age of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, must seek out Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, and must strive for the world to attain peace, calm, and prosperity, with him being instrumental. It must not be forgotten that the emergence of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam and the global dominion of the moral values of Islam is the destiny ordained by Allah. Allah will make Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam successful whether people support him or not. Through him, he will eliminate all the corruption of denial and will impose the dominion of Islamic morality. Therefore, everyone who intends to be one of Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam helpers and strives to become one, who desires the unity of the Turkish Islamic world, and who wages an intellectual struggle for the salvation of Muslims who are oppressed all over the world, is actually striving for himself, as our Lord reveals in Surat Al-Ankabut. Whoever strives in the way of Allah does it entirely for himself. Allah is rich beyond need of any being. Surat Al-Ankabut 6.